You hear the music. Obviously, your head's bopping around. You can feel it, right? You can hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Keep that beat up. All right, welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. And shout out to Senjin Boychuk, you know, for that incredible intro, outro music. Find that guy everywhere on the socials at Senjin Boychuk. And you know what? Like, I'm pretty excited for today's episode. You know, like, we're pretty pumped. We've been trying to get the Blonde Welder back on for a long time. And, you know, we've been talking months. We've been talking. You know, we had you on before. We've been like trying to line it up, and it just, like, you know, time after time, but usually there's a reason why. Who knows what it is, but, like, you know, we're here, and that's all that matters. What's up?
Not much, man. I'm in school now. I'm almost a journeyman. I'm almost a red seal.
Oh, shit.
I got this little guy running around.
He does not look happy.
No, he is. He's super happy.
Is he like, a kitten? Is that a kitten?
Oh, yeah. Look at his little tail. It's crooked.
So I recently discovered that, like, maybe I'm a fan of cats, but in their kitten era, right? Like, you know, when they're in their kitten era, like, they're playful. They want to attack. They want to play with everything. And, you know, like, I want a kitten, but I don't want it to, like, grow up and sleep, like, 20 hours a day, right? I want a kitten that just wants to, like, you know, play and fuck everything up.
Oh my god, you can have this one then, because I seriously can't seem to put this thing down. Like, he is so energetic all the time. I can't wait for him to grow up. I got him for my other cat, Mango, because I realized, number one, I'm studying a lot, so it's nice for Mango to have a distraction. As well as soon as I'm done school, I'm going to be back on the road again, working out of town, and I want him to have someone during the day. And so I thought it's finally time that I get him a sibling. And honestly, I wish I just got two, like, together at the same time. Because I think having him raised as, like, an only child, honestly, like, if you look into it, like, the what behavior of cats that are raised as single cats or whatever, like, he's quite mean. Like, I love him to death, but he's a grumpy cat. He's a grumpy orange cat, and I'm hoping so I'm hoping that this little black guy helps him.
What's his name?
Bolt.
Okay, so yeah. Bolt is a white dog, and you got a black cat. So
what's Bolt the white dog? I don't know that.
Oh, it's a Disney movie, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. It's the thing. But, Wishbone? Wishbone's a white dog, yeah.
But his tail is crooked, like a lightning bolt.
Oh, it's like a Harry Potter. You should have named him Harry.
Honestly, very close second. Well, not. It wouldn't have been Harry. It would have been Potter.
Man, do you watch? Yeah. Do you watch that show? It's not anymore. Scandal?
No, I don't.
All right. So there's a show called Scandal that was on, and it was a Shonda Rhimes show on TV, and, like, she fixed, like, important people's problems, like the president mainly, and like, she was also sleeping with the president, so so the president's name was President Fitzgerald Grant. And when we bought a dog, I want to say almost 10 years ago when we got a dog, and we no longer have that dog, but the dog's name, it was a toss-up between President Fitzgerald Grant or Dobby from Harry Potter. And I wanted Dobby so badly, and we ended up settling on Fitz, President Fitzgerald. Okay, in the show we called it fit, you know, eh? But, like, so they called Fitz in the TV show, they called President Fitzgerald Grant, they called him Fitz. So, like, that's, you know, we went with that. And yeah, it was a good dog. He was hyperactive, and, like, so when we got him neutered, They called us early. They're like, you need to come get this dog, right? You just need to come get this dog. He's hyperactive. He was bouncing off walls all the time. And they're like, don't let him jump and don't let him run. What does this dog do? I'm holding him. As soon as I get him out of the car, I'm holding him. He wiggles out of my arms, falls to the ground, and just runs laps and circles while he's, like, you know, recovering from this surgery almost immediately. He's like Superman, dives up on the stairs,
like,
and dives right off.
Rousy?
Oh, yeah. No, not at all. This dog was hyper, right?
Yeah, I haven't had a dog myself.
So, hey, sorry. There's a little delay, but hey, nothing editing can't fix, right?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, so I was going to say, we're coming to you. We're doing this podcast. I'm in the back seat of the work truck, the crew truck, outside camp, because let me tell you, like, as bad as the delay might be here and as bad as, like, my picture might be, it's 10 times worse in the camp, and the sound quality of a podcast I recently did was terrible.
Yeah, no, I get that. I, like, being in Site C, I know how terrible the Wi-Fi was there, so totally get it. Totally.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, which is, you know, I was working at Site C there for a while back in the day, and, like, I didn't really have a cell phone plan. I didn't really use my phone for anything except for calling. So, like, you know, that was back in the day too, right? And so, you know, imagine that I tried to do the whole TikTok thing there. That would have been shitty.
Well, something interesting that happened to me. So I was with Fido since I was pretty much, like, I don't know, 14 or 15. Whenever I first got a phone, I was with Fido. And, like, same phone number my entire life. And then I started working at Site C last year of June. And then by October, Fido cut me off because I was in the extended coverage. So basically Fido / Rogers was, like, bumming off of Telus or Bell Towers, basically, because Telus and Bell were the major two major carriers in the area. So I didn't even get an option. They just, like, literally cut me off, and I had no phone. Like, thank God there was, like, people that gave a shit about me, because I was in Fort St. John, seven and a half hours away from home. I'm also not in a major city like, you know, Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary, whatever, where there's, like, phone stores at every corner. Yep. and an Apple store. The closest Apple store to me from Fort St. John was Edmonton.
Edmonton or Grand Prairie?
Grand Prairie does not have an Apple store.
No? Wow. White Court?
White Court's not even that big.
Oh, an Apple store, like a full-on Apple store, you mean? Oh, yeah, that'd be West Ed Mall, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Edmonton. So I was, like, pretty much, like, screwed. So anyway, because, like, my phone was locked to Fido, so I was kind of, like, just shit out of luck. So it's fine. I ended up going to the Bell store, in, like, the source store, yeah, in a mall in Fort St. John, and I got a brand new phone, brand new contract, brand new number, started fresh. So honestly, it was okay. But the downside to that is then that I was on a contract. So now that phone is locked. We're recording on it right now. The phone is locked to, it's under contract with Bell, but I smashed it. Like, I was ironworking and I dropped it 30 feet onto the concrete. And because it's with Bell, nice. I don't get Apple Care. I don't get any of that crap now. So now I'm paying off this phone that I'm not even using, because when I broke it, like, the screen is fine, but the power button broke. So I can't lock the phone. So I have to use that, like, assistive touch thing to, like, lock the phone. It's really annoying. So I ended up just keeping it in, like, a drawer, and I use it for recording because my camera is a brand new phone. It's like an iPhone 15. So the camera's better. The microphone's a little bit better. But I went back to using, like, my old phone, which is, like, I think it's, like, an iPhone 12. And, like, it's fine. Screen's fine. Everything's fine. But microphone's kind of shitty. And the only thing with the reason I hate this phone is because I didn't put a screen protector on it, and I got spatter on it because, you know, I record myself while I weld. And it got, like, spatter kind of, like, embedded in the screen, so it almost acts as, like, someone's, like, touching, like, the screen, you know what I mean? So
it, oh, like, yeah,
messes up my keyboard, like, yeah, anyway. So There's that. So yeah, being in out of cell service in Fort St. John was definitely not fun. So
feel I worked good. Up in northern Manitoba one year for like a winter, and like it was Thompson, just outside of Thompson, and you know, down this winter road, the ice road, and the camp was so terrible. Like I had to go outside and stand in a certain spot, like in the parking lot. It was winter, just to call home. Right, just be like, hey, you know, and if I was standing in the wrong spot, it was like, oh. And then out on the line when we were working during the day, there was hardly any cell service. So some, like, you know, once in a while we found a spot like near a laydown that like had just enough where you could actually do things, right? And it was pretty crazy. And then I was another time I was in a camp in Conklin where you know, they gave you a code, an access code for the Wi-Fi, and it was only good for 160 minutes a day. After the 160 minutes was up, that was it. You couldn't get another one. You were done. It's
interesting. So yeah, what else is new? Where are you working right now?
Oh man. So I got a new job last month. I was in Fox Creek. Hold on. I'm getting there. So I was in, it's all good. I was in Fox Creek for 7 years on a vac truck, right? 7 years. And then, you know, I was doing the summertime gig this year on the road crew, and a guy that I met off TikTok, you know, he was a solid guy, Benny, you know, Inked Canuck. He messaged me and he's like, "What are you doing, man?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm just working, sitting in the truck. I'm like a week away from going back to the vac in Fox Creek." And he's like, "Oh, you haven't left yet?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "You want to come work for me this winter?" And so I started asking questions, found out a bunch of details, and it was too good not to say no to. So within like an hour, I signed an offer sheet and an agreement or whatever. And, you know, over the course of the next 3 weeks, I did a bunch of onboarding, and I'm in Fort Mac now. I'm in Fort Mac up at the oil sands at one of the sites there. And, you know, I'm enjoying it. It's everything that, you know, I wish, you know, I had been doing sooner, right? Like, I can't say that because, you know, my content would have never been able to fly here, right? Like, back in the day when I first started making it 4 years ago, it would have been an automatic move. So, like, I needed Fox Creek kind of, you know, Fox Creek, shout out to them everywhere, you know, whatever. I needed that as sort of like a permission. Hey, you can make these videos here. Have fun, you know? Now, a lot of the Suncor guys, I guess I just said it. Fuck it, I'm at Suncor. So, like, a lot of the Suncor guys, they follow me, right? And they like my content, and they've even come up and said that. So, there's rules. There's a lot of strict rules behind making my content now. I'm allowed to do it, but, like, I have to follow a lot of rules to do it, right? And it's fine. It's fine. Like, you know, honestly, when we're under restriction or we're constricted in any kind of way, your creative side comes out even more, right? So, I find in the last month, my content has been better than it's ever been, right? I've been pumping out some real good content, and I've been having fun doing it. So, you know, just, you know, finding those little loopholes and hey, you can't do this, this, and that. Okay, well, I'm going to do it this way then, and I'm going to figure out another way to do it. And, you know, I got to be a lot more careful of what's in the background of my videos now. I got to be very mindful, very demure, right? Sure. So, yeah. Yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with that. So, yeah, I've been here a month now, and I'm enjoying it. And, you know, like, so the one big selling point was in Fox Creek, I was on call 24/7. I was either working 4 hours or 40 hours, right? And, it was feast or famine. You know, I was in for 6 weeks at a time. Now I'm doing 20 days in, 20 and 10. They fly me in and out. 12-hour day, that's it. When my 12-hour day is done, I go back to my room. They do not call me at all. They leave me alone. There's a night shift. And also that was another big selling point. I did a lot of nights in Fox Creek. Like, most of last year was night. I'm not doing nights here. So I'm like, hey, day shift. And he's like, yeah, let's do that, man. There's a guy here that wants to do all nights. You could do all days. I'm like, all right. Now, they conned me into doing a night shift here coming up. It's for 6 days. But you know what? I'll take it. I'll just do the 6 days. And she said, hey, after that, I won't bug you about it again. Just do this favor for me. And we all know how that goes. We all know how that goes. I give them an inch, they'll take a mile. But, like, I'm putting my foot down this one time.
Good for you. I'm really happy for you. That sounds really awesome.
Yeah, it's more money. It's more money. I make more money in 20 days than I did in 6 weeks. So it's great. It's great. I'm loving it.
Did you have a day off, like, in the 6 weeks?
No, in those 6 weeks. So sometimes,
worked 6 weeks straight. No, not one day off.
Oh, yeah. 100 all the time. Like,
how many days is that? How many days is that?
Oh, my God. So 7 days in a week. So 7, 14, 21. So 42.
Holy. Okay.
I used to do 6 months at a time, too. Like, back in before when the pandemic was, like, just kicking off, right? I used to do 6 months straight and go home for maybe a week. I spent 20 days at home in 2 years at the beginning of the first 2 years of the pandemic. It was wild.
I remember couple years ago working an out-of-town job, my first out-of-town job, and we could work however many weeks we wanted, but we had Sundays off. Like, Sundays was, like, a off day.
Yeah. So you were on a pipeline.
Yeah, I like that.
You were on a pipeline. You were 6-1?
It was a grain elevator, new build. And, yeah, I was in a small town in the middle of northern Alberta, and it was, like, butt-fuck nowhere. And like agricultural company. It was 6-1. Yeah. So Monday to Saturday and then Sundays off, but then sometimes we could work, like, if there was shit to catch up on, we would come in Sundays and we would get overtime, and that was great. But I think that was, like, probably my favorite type of rotation, I think, was like that. Being nice. Able to work as many weeks as you want, but having that Sunday off. I think you need that. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, 100%. That one day of rest is everything, right? Like, you know, 1 or 2 days is fine when you're in camp. Like, hey, give me 1 or 2 days. Any more than that, it's like, you might as well just send me home, right? Like, I didn't like that when, you know, there was one time there where it was like, well, you know, we're doing shop work right now, right? And we were in Fox Creek and things were a little slow. And it was like, well, come into the shop. And I'm not going to say what the shop rate was. It was gross. But, like, you know, so I'd go into the shop. I'd spend 2 hours there. I'd go back to camp for lunch. And I'd be like, I'm not coming back, right? Like, you know, and then in for 8 hours. I'd be like, you know what, like, I worked like 3 hours, maybe I'm putting in for eight, you know, because, like, I didn't come all this way and leave home to make that kind of money and also not work.
Fair. I feel that. I think I, like, took, I'm trying to think of, like, maybe I took maybe like 2 sick days in the entirety of my camp job, because I hated being in camp. So, like, if I, like, I just would, even if I, like, felt like shit, I would just force myself to go in, because, like, I can't imagine having to just go back and sit in camp. Plus, the cafeteria, there's no lunch. Like, so if you're at camp during the day, you pretty much just have to eat what they have, like, in the fridge. And it's always, like, gross, reheated, leftover food from however many days ago. I know they'd be lying on their labels.
I had sick days this summer. I took a sick day. I wasn't feeling the greatest. That's the first time in a long time. I've gone to work pooping my pants before. So, like, you know, like, I've literally had to
work throwing up in my hoodie.
Yeah. You know, like, it's wild. Sick days, man. I don't remember, like, this summer I took one, but, like, you know, we worked for it was probably, like, just over a month we were going, and, you know, it was the start of the pay period, first day of the pay period, and I was like, you know what, like, I ain't feeling it today, you know, and I wasn't feeling good, but also mentally I needed a day, right?
And that's okay.
Yeah, that mentally.
Okay. I needed a day, and honestly, fuck whoever says it's not okay, because it 100%. Is okay to take a day for your head. 100%.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If I feel like I'm going to be, if I feel like I'm going to be a danger to myself and others that day because I can't get right, right, then it's time. It's time to take that day, right? And I couldn't do it. I wasn't there. I had a lot on my mind, and you know, I needed a day, right? And so I took it, and it felt weird. You know, you come back the next day, and you're like, oh man, am I going to get fired? You know, like, am I?
Oh my god, yeah. Why do we have that guilt though when we do that? Can you explain that? Because I have that so bad. Like, I feel like when I text my boss or whatever, because I never call because I hate calling, but I always text and I'm like, hey, whatever, like, I'm not feeling well. And I make sure I explain, but I make sure not to leave too much detail. And I always get this like pit for the next 24 hours until I go to work. And I'm thinking like, oh, everybody's talking about me being gone. And like, my boss is probably trying to find a way to fire me because I called in. Like, why does my head go to that negative?
I don't know. Mine does too. And like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I joke around. I worked with this one guy and like, he'd miss, like, this is where it gets here. This is where we talk about you, right? He would miss like 3-4 days a week consistently. Right.
Oh.
And then when he did show up, he would show up late, like 4 or 5 hours late. Right. And I'd be like, hey, I'd be on the radio and I'd be like, hey, where's part-timer? Or hey, where's the afternoon?
Part-timer.
Right. Right. And like, you know, he did it a lot. And so I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, damn, man, like if I miss one day in like 15 years, you know, like shit, you know, I literally, you don't hear anyone like calling me out when I'm barfing at work or calling me out when I'm shitting my pants at work or I'm dying and I need to have a nap at work, but I'm still there. Right. Hey, you know, but you don't hear them being like, oh, I'm going to fire that guy. You know, like he's not feeling well. He's coming to work. He's not feeling good. I'm going to fire that guy. Right. Like it's almost, I don't know why we get like that. Yeah. I get like in my head and it's, you know, that while I'm off, I can't like relax because like, oh, I'm not feeling well, but like, oh shit, this is bad. And then when I go back to work, it's like all day I'm like, oh man, they're all wondering like, hey, you know, like did it fall apart without me today? You know, like I get like that too. Did it fall apart when I wasn't there? You know, am I that important? Yeah. Right? You know, like, right? Like, yeah. And then it doesn't. And then you're just like, shit, it didn't fall apart. Looks like they can replace me. So I spend like the next little bit just worrying about.
Oh my gosh, we think so much alike. That is crazy. You literally just took the words out of my brain. That's crazy.
Yeah. And then the next day you show up and it's like back to being that cocky son of a bitch. Like this place would fall apart without me. Right. And, and not remembering that like 48 hours ago, you literally didn't come to work and it still ran fine. Right. Like
the world kept spinning.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's been new with you? Last time you were here, there was a fake account of you. Is that still up?
Oh, there's tons.
You know,
when you reach that status, they just want to clone you.
Shit, you just
I'm kidding.
Customers, huh? Like, no. What are you doing?
No, but I definitely have grown since then, for sure.
You sure have. What are you at now?
What's that, sorry?
What are you at now?
Where?
Yeah, like, what are you at? Like, are we talking grown on social media, or are we talking grown in real life?
Oh, both. What am I at on social media? Oh, on social media, I think I'm at like 35K. 35 point something K.
Look at that. You're bigger than my original OG account. You're bigger than... Oh, I don't post there that much, though. So, like, it doesn't count. So.
Oh, okay. but I am getting lots of, like, brand sponsorships. I've gotten two welders sent to me. And the company also sent me two welding helmets. One just came in the mail today.
Well, let's see it. You can't talk about it and not show it. Go get
this. Should I open it on here?
Let's do an unboxing on here. Let's
do it. Okay, give me one second.
Yeah. Look at her run. Look, go get the welding helmet. Hey, guys. I'm welder here. You know, the company sent me this welding helmet. And look at me unboxing this thing. Cardboard always makes me feel special. And you know, here we go. Look at this thing. Who's made by? Made by Arc Captain.
Yeah, shout out Arc Captain.
Shout out Arc Captain. Hey.
Oh,
you're going places, kid. Oh, look at that. Did they make it specifically for you? Did they put the blonde welder on it?
No, but they did send it to me because the guy that's been I've been doing business with like noticed my like welding beanie that had skulls on it. So he was like, "Oh, yeah. I think it look really good with our skull helmet." So
that does look that sick. Is that is sick. Pretty cool. That is pretty cool. That looks nice. What are the retail prices on these things? Like, what would you pay for something like that in the store?
I don't know. Can I look it up?
Look it up. I don't. You're a welder. You're supposed to know this stuff.
Well, respectfully, I've gotten the last two helmets given to me, and the last helmet I bought was off Amazon, and I bought it for $130.
Damn. So, like, Amazon.
I think this is like $50.
Oh, okay, whatever. Still, $50 yeah. is $50. That's $50 you don't have to spend anymore, right?
No,
like,
no. Their helmets are really good quality.
When were you on last? Okay, what do you remember? What episode it was, and like when?
Oh, it would have been June or July, 2023.
Wow, so a little bit's changed for me too. And well, we'll get to that though. You, what else has changed? Like, you got this new helmet. What other kind of deals do you got? You got two welders. Like,
yeah,
welding also, machines, like welding machines you got?
Yeah. So the first one that I got sent was a inverter MIG welder, and unfortunately it wasn't really for me just because like the stick function of it couldn't really handle the structural heat I do. And I'm not a MIG welder, so it wasn't really
you can't handle the heat, get out the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Sent me another one, which was, it's awesome. It's a TIG 200. So it comes with a TIG torch and a stick stinger. So you can weld stick, which is, and I cranked it and it works great. And the TIG function came with a torch, like everything included. I did have to provide my own tungsten, which is okay. I asked them for some and they did not give me any, but whatever. And I'm going to have them. Huh?
That's coming. It's next, right? Yeah. Like, just keep going. Keep going. Yeah, get it.
If there's any welding supply companies that would like to provide me with some tungsten, because I'm currently going ham. Like, I'm so busy with school right now, but I have been practicing every chance I get, like practicing TIG in my aunt and uncle's garage. They have some welding stuff in there, and I've set up shop in there. So I've been TIGing on scrap metal that I brought back from school, and I got some scrap pipe that I'm going to start on in the next few days. And I'm just trying to get good at it. And because I really want to be a TIG welder, I think. To really be a good welder, you need to be able to weld TIG, and I think it's a very like important skill to have. So I'm just trying to be good at it. And also, in school, we're going to be doing it pretty soon, and I want to be able to fly by and not like tank on it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be fucking stupid trying to learn TIG in school when now I can actually like properly weld a TIG feed. It doesn't look perfect, but it's there.
What does TIG stand for?
Tungsten inert gas.
I have no idea. So we're learning this together.
Tungsten inert gas welding, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's badass. All right. I never knew that.
If it's wrong, so that, I'm going to. Is that making me?
Oh, man. You better Google
blonde welder. You better
Google
it. That is a classic blonde welder in moment. House.
The blonde welder's in the house.
TIG meaning. I was right.
The moment of truth.
I was right.
The brr.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're right. So the last time we talked, you were like the blonde welder, but like you were also an iron worker.
Yeah, I'm still an iron worker. So I'm currently in welding school right now doing my B level, and for people outside of BC, that's just my level 3, I guess. And after that, I'm done December 20th, so I'm really close. And I write my red seal December 20th, so I'm going to be studying really hard for the next month or so. writing my red seal, passing it first try because I'm that bitch, and then I'm either, I got a couple options here. Ideally, I have a connection to run a rig after school. I hate even talking about it because I don't want to jinx it, but at the same time, I'm putting it out into the universe. Speaking into existence. There you go. So, I got the offer to possibly run a rig when I get out of school, and that's assuming I obviously pass my red seal and I will be getting my J-Man ticket because I have all the hours. Like, I'll be a J-Man. So there's that, and then I want to bank money from that. Yeah, what's that?
J-Woman.
Journeyman.
J-Woman. You'll be a J-Woman.
Yeah, okay.
You'll be a Journeywoman.
Journeywoman.
I was trying to be empowering. I was trying to be like, yeah, J-Man, no, J-Woman.
And you're not, but you know, you're doing the opposite. You're not empowering when you have to make it like a Journeywoman. I earned the title Journeyman.
That's fair. Hey, yeah. Blonde Welder, Journeyman. Journeyman, yeah. Blonde Welder.
Soon.
You gotta change your name on TikTok.
Soon. Not yet. But anyway, so I'm gonna bank money after school, and then I'm planning on going right to Edmonton, and I'm just gonna, I don't know, rent a room, hopefully buy a trailer, I don't know, because I'm gonna start ironworking school. I'm gonna go for my level one and then get some hours, do my level two, and then I don't know. I wish I could challenge them, but unfortunately I lost all my hours because I put them all towards welding so I could get, like, be done my welding apprenticeship. But I was really hoping to challenge my ironworking because I know I can. But I unfortunately don't have the hours. So, and then there's that. I think I'm gonna just, I don't know, try and bank some money and then go do my diving course. So I'll bounce back between diving and then ironworking school and then underwater welding school. And I don't know, just keep on moving
around.
You
gotta become an underwater welder.
I'm trying to become an underwater welder. I'm trying to.
Gotta do it.
I know there's people that it's not possible, but I think it's possible.
I want an underwater welder on my podcast so badly to have, like, an underwater badass welder on my podcast. That's dynamite.
I'm not going to lie to you. Pretty much every person I've talked to about it has been like, oh, you don't want to do that. Oh, that's not going to happen. Oh, no way. Or have just, like, either shit on it, not believed in me, or had some sort of reason that, like, I shouldn't do it. And it's something that I want to do so badly. And I'm not saying that I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. You can't. I'm not saying I'm even going to do this for more than 6 months. I'm okay with doing it for 6 months and then not doing it ever again, just to say that I did it and I made killer fucking money. So,
Underwater welders make, like, a badass amount of money, you know? Like, what is do you know what, like, the average underwater welder makes? But they, short life expectancy, but, like, you're not gonna do it forever. You're not in it for that, you know?
No, I'm not in it for that. I'm in it for the experience to be able to say that I did it. I don't know how much they really make because I don't think there's a real answer. I think it depends on really, like, are you going to the offshore rigs, like, in, like, Costa Rica? Like, where are you going, right? Like, are you just, like, welding docks in North Vancouver, BC? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure there's a lot of different ways to make money in it. But ideally, like, for me, like, I don't know if you've seen on TikTok, like, those crazy offshore rigs in, like, the deep blue ocean, like, way out in, like, way across the world, right? Like, you've seen those really cool videos. That's what I want to do. Like, I want to be on one of those crazy freaking
things. The North Sea videos.
The North Sea videos.
Every time I see a North Sea video, I go down North Sea TikTok. Like, I watch every single video over and over again. Like, I could watch North Sea TikTok for hours, and I hate when one pops up in my FYP at, like, 9 o'clock at night because I know I'm not sleeping that night.
Me too, dude. Me too. Or they play, and then when they play it to that TikTok song, Kerosene. No, Kerosene.
Okay, okay.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what kerosene is. Yeah, but like I've seen the ones that go. Oh,
yeah, I've seen that one too. But I like when they use the sound kerosene better. I think it's like, you know, that sound they use the car crashes for or the whatever. Like, I think that sounds better.
Yeah,
but.
So I was going to say that like it sounds like sometimes I'm cutting you off, but there is a delay in the audio, and I'm not trying to cut you off at all. Sometimes it sounds like that.
I'm not trying to cut you off either if it sounds like that too.
Yeah. No. I know that, and I'm gonna fix that when we edit. But like, because I can do that now. So
you can edit now.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't edit before. We're shit because my laptop was garbage. We'll get to that in a few minutes.
Okay. But other than that, yeah, I don't know. I'm a brand sponsor with Bomber Eyewear. I got eyewear. I have a discount link. If you press the link and shop, buy glasses with the link, you'll get 15% off when you check out. And
what's your code? You can't say there's a code and then not.
No, that's the link. You got to press the link in my bio. You got to shop like from the link.
Okay. Basically. Okay. Same with Troll.
Yeah, I think it's like, I don't know, I asked if they had a code, but I guess that's just how it works, so that even if they don't buy anything, I think then it still generates, like, some sort of, I don't know, whatever. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't know. I'm in Kamloops, I'm in a sweet crib, I got a nice place, I'm not in that small town McBride anymore. My house got broken into last year.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's no fish tank that you can hear bubbling in the background in the video here. Like, remember, I could hear it. I could hear it last time when I was listening to it back. You could hear the water filter going, and like it's not a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, that was just.
I specifically filled it up with water so that it wasn't making like excessive noise. So
I
that
can't hear it at all.
Nice.
I can't hear it at all. Yeah, it's great. No, it looks like it looks like a little bit of a bigger place than you had, and you're evolving. You're making moves, and that's huge. It's crazy. I love the podcast because all the good, cool people I got to meet and interact with and network with and talk to, and then we didn't do too many like return guests. Now we've done a couple. Right. But it's cool to do them when, they've had so many changes and we're not talking about the same shit we talked about last time. And, you've got so much going on. So good for you.
I'm completely different. I'm a completely different human, different name. I'm a completely different person.
Different.
Mentally, physically, everything. Spiritually, everything.
It's good. Good to hear. Yeah. You look more, I don't know how to say it. You look happier. You look more full of life. Last time you just looked like you were exhausted.
I was. Like, I had a shit life, man. I had shitty fucking parents that didn't give a crap about me. And I don't have a relationship with either of them currently. And yeah, my life has sucked. But this has been my year of really relaxing and like finding peace within myself. Like this was the year where I've had the most time off from work in my life. And I don't mean time off where I'm like laid off from a job. I mean like time where I'm like, I'm not looking for a job. Like I'm just staying home and I'm riding out EI and I'm comfortable and I'm just okay with being at home for a little bit. I stayed at home for 2 months and it was, and I was still in McBride. So I just explored, went outside, remembered who I was. It was really, really nice. And then I got back to work again. And then I had enough of working for like 2 months and then I quit again and I took July off and I sat at home for July. And then I worked again and then I went back to school. So this year really has been the most time for me to just like really relax, like as an adult, by myself, with my own money, in my own place, no boyfriend, like just living, just me, literally me. And
just doing the damn thing.
Yeah. And it's been great. I've really discovered who I am and I'm at peace. I think that's maybe why you think I have a lot more life in me is because I'm really just at peace. Like, I'm not depressed. I'm not depressed. Like, I'm not constantly like, oh, I want my life to end because like one small minor thing happened and I can't cope for anything. Like, I don't feel that way anymore. Now, when things happen, I'm just like, oh, whatever. Whatever. Like, I'm just.
Beautiful. That truly is. That's so beautiful. Like, I feel the same way about my job change up, right? It's only been a month, but like I was dreading all summer going back to that job, right? And then this opportunity lands in my lap and like I'm at peace with it, like I'm not stressed out. That other job stressed me out. It made me miserable, right? And it made me not happy in my life. And I took that out on a lot of things around me, right? And mostly myself. And like I can already feel it. I've been here a month and it's the recharge that I needed, right? I needed 7 years there. 7 years there, really, it was great. I learned a lot about myself and I learned what I would do and what I wouldn't do for money. And we're on a reset too. This is a recharge. It's been fantastic. I'm loving going to work in the morning. It's hard to get up at 4:30 in the morning, let me tell
That's
you.
good.
But like, oh my God, yeah. But like, it's been a lot of fun. We're having a good time.
That's good. And that, yeah, even like I know it's time to leave a job when it's really hard to get up in the morning. For me, at least, I am
Yeah.
on the spectrum a little bit, and I'm not even trying to be funny, like I am. And so
Yeah.
mornings are specifically more
I'm
hard
trying
for
to be
me.
funny. I'm on the spectrum.
So mornings are a little bit more hard for me, and getting out of bed specifically is hard. Not in a way that you might think, like, oh, I'm like tired, like in a way where like my brain is literally not awake when I open my eyes. Like, it's like I need,
Don't know if
that's
you
why.
can you hear the beeping? Can you hear the beeping?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hold on one sec. You hold that thought. I gotta turn this truck off and then turn it back on because it's gonna shut off on us here. It's beeping like crazy.
Do you
So
think?
you keep going. I can hear you. You keep talking. You
Oh,
about opening
okay.
your eyes.
What was I
Yeah.
saying? What was I talking about? Sorry. You'll have to cut this
You
part.
were saying that it's opened your eyes, right? Like your eyes are. Getting out of bed at 4:30 in the morning or getting out of, up early, it's like you struggle, but it's not
Yeah.
like it's not a
Yeah.
real struggle,
So
right?
yeah, so therefore I purposely wake up earlier than I need to, than most people would, I think maybe, to go, like even for school. Like school starts at 7:30, I wake up at 6, and I only live 15 minutes away. I don't shower in the morning either. So it's, I just have all that time so that I can have enough time to like really wake up. I make myself a protein smoothie because I don't have an appetite until noon because I'm not working out in like in school or anything. I'm not building up hunger much, so I don't get hungry really until like later in the day. So I have to like make myself a smoothie in the morning. It's just hard. I have a hard morning routine. That's why camp was like a big no-no for me, huge no-no for me. And the fact that I even stayed in that camp for that long like did a lot of damage to me, unfortunately, like physically and mentally. It completely ruined my appetite and just my overall eating. Like, it's honestly given me an eating disorder because the camp food was garbage. I also was so stressed out from how much I hated being there and hated being in like being at that job. So like I pretty much like stopped eating, and then I would be so sick from not eating that I would like throw up, and not intentionally. I was not bulimic. I was not intentionally throwing up. I would just throw up from acid reflux or whatever. And it was horrible. It like literally ruined me. And so I've been doing like a lot of like repair to my body, trying to like eat healthy again. And so that's where mornings specifically are hard, because not eating for, I don't know, wake up at 6, I don't get hungry till noon. Yeah, 6 hours of not eating is maybe not the best, I think. So,
No, I don't make breakfast here at this camp in the morning because breakfast, I gotta leave camp by 20 after 5 to make it to crew change, and I get up at 4:45, and I go have a quick shower. Sometimes I lay there for a couple extra minutes, right, just to collect myself. I have enough time by the time I get downstairs right now, especially I'm at the very back of camp on the top floor. So I, you know, it's like a, it's a journey. So, you know, by the time I get down there, I have enough time to pack my lunch, have a quick, quick drink, make maybe a coffee. And then I got to get out to the truck. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to like stop and get breakfast. Right. So, the one morning I made it and it wasn't worth it. I'm like, you know, like, and I recently got into energy drinks. So, you know, like, one a week. I had three this week. That's it. I'm done. But like, I like the pick me up that it gives, but I don't like feeling like I just took jet fuel. Right. Like I can run a marathon. They fuck me up. Sometimes I'll take one in like 2 p.m. and it has me going for 24 hours.
Dude,
I don't stay awake.
I have a rule, no caffeine afternoon.
Oh, that's a good rule.
Well, also, I actually don't drink caffeine. I completely cut caffeine out of my diet. I used to be, well, actually, you'll never believe this. I never had a Red Bull until...
I've never had a Red Bull.
2021. I think was the first time I ever had a Red Bull when I was, so I was like 19 or 20. And cause my mom never let me have energy drinks. She never let me have caffeine. I know why. But caffeine doesn't work on me. It just tires me out. So I stopped drinking them. Cause so, I was like, it's not good for me anyway.
So I've had a couple of them. Alani's, you know, the Alani drinks, the protein drinks. I like those, but they have energy drinks and they got a Hawaiian shaved ice flavor. Okay. And like, there's not as much caffeine in it and it's sugar free. And oh my God, it tastes so good. One of those, I think that's what I prefer to have. But then, you know, I had, a Joy Burst, and Joy Burst are like, all right, not bad. And then I got given a Monster, I think it was. And yeah. I was like, whoa, you know, no. There's Ultra Strawberry some flavor. And then Bang, the Bang Energy Drinks, the Blue Raz Bang Energy Drink, top notch. Like, I'll take that one over any day. I'm not drinking ones that are zero sugar, and I'm not adding caffeine and sugar. The one day I accidentally had an energy drink and then had a coffee like shortly after. And I'm just like tapping the side of the truck, like, hey, let's go guys. You know, like, woo, you know, and I could feel my heart just boom, 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 right. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to do this.
You're literally going to have a jammer. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, like I'm blown away by energy drinks.
I really don't fuck with caffeine much anymore. I just like I said, I could, and I noticed a pattern too. I would get tired by 11, like 11 a.m. So yeah. I just stopped.
Yeah,
I stopped drinking. Yeah. And honestly, since I've stopped drinking caffeine, I can considerably notice like myself not having that drowsy like spell or phase or whatever in the afternoon or the morning or whatever at all. So I think I'm actually an advocate. Quit caffeine. No caffeine.
Oh, I love that. So the last time you were here, right, the podcast was sponsored by the Mudman, right?
Okay.
It was sponsored by the Mudman. He had the headset and the mic for me. And recently the Mudman bought me a laptop. And by recently, I mean like in the summer, he bought me a brand new MacBook Pro. And that's what we're recording on now. Hi. And the quality, yeah, it's really good. It's really good. And that's why I can edit a lot easier now, right? Because my old laptop took forever to load up. This thing is like, hey, what's up? I'm here. What do you need, bro? Right. And like, editing is like top notch, right? So the Mudman came in clutch for that, you know. And if you know, www.mudmanmarket.com for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, you know. I love that guy. But where else we've gone here is, you know, the podcast is very mental health based, and you know, blue collar mental health. The podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, right? We got BetterHelp
awesome!
On, right?
We love BetterHelp.
Yeah, I'm pumped. Awesome. I'm pumped. There's a lot of onboarding. We're still doing the paperwork and the signing of stuff like that. I've been saying that for a few weeks now. It's true. We're doing a lot of onboarding stuff with them. So I'm just, you know, there's a code coming for my followers and my listeners that want, you know, if they want to save a little bit of money on, you know, therapy, it's there and it's needed, right? You know, we're doing some, it's one way of giving back to my community, right? So if I'm going to be in this space and I'm going to have a platform, we got to do something, right? We can't just be here without purpose. So yeah.
Good.
Yeah. It's really good. Yeah. And then another one that I got now too recently was Brasco Safety, right? And Brasco Safety sponsors the podcast. And, you know, what's the most expensive part about our jobs? You know, when it comes to, yeah, we're making money, but like, we got to be comfortable, right? We got to be safe. And our boots, our gloves, our eyewear and stuff like that. Not bomber. You can't get bomber there probably. But like, you know, our eyewear and our boots and our coveralls and stuff like that, if we got to buy that stuff, Brasco Safety supplies that, right? And if you want to save money on boots, it's 10% off. Use code FROST10. Go to www.brascosafety.com. They ship internationally. So, you know, like, I think just within North America, you could consider North America internationally. So, you know, that's where I'm at, and I'm pumped. And we just passed episode 100. Like, this will be episode 102, right? We just passed episode 100. We recorded it. It's not out yet. I think 98 just dropped a couple days ago. So, you know, by the time you listen to this, this will be 102. 100 is already recorded. It's in the bank, right? It's just got to go up. Yep.
When this comes out, then I'll be done school. I'll be a journeyman Red Seal. So sounds like there's going to be a third podcast in 2025, at the end of 2025.
Wow. At the end? Why not? You know, why not in the middle?
Well, no, because we gotta like have it like so there's enough time so that I can come, because so much is going to happen between the time that we hang up this phone to when this podcast drops. So
that's true. That is very true. I'm pumped. I'm pumped for you. Like picture me in like a cheerleading outfit with pom poms right now, and I'm just on the side like, yeah. All right, like I'm pumped. Like, this is exciting, you know. Like, yeah, this will come out.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I want to start my own podcast in the future, because I personally think like I'm a professional yapper. I could talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. I can't shut the fuck up. So I think me having a podcast would be like really funny. However,
I don't want it to be great. You need to just do it. So everyone's like, oh, the podcast market is saturated, yada yada yada. I'm like, no, listen. So the numbers behind that, there's a couple million podcasts that start up a year, right? A couple million. Most will never make it past episode 10 or 15. Between 10 and 15, most fall off, right? It's a lot of work, and it is, trust me, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and people don't get the results they want right away, right? You got to show up every day. It's like content. How many times are you willing to put out content and get kicked in the face and come back for more, right? That is podcasting to a T. You know, like, I've been doing this for 2 years, just about, and like, now we're starting to get a lot of sponsors. Now we're starting to like really take off, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Well, showing up every day.
I learned a lot from Dave Portnoy, believe it or not. I really actually learned a lot of business side of things from that man with social media and what he looks for when he scouts, you know, prospects with podcasts and stuff. And he always, like, he says, like, to really have a podcast, like, you need to be okay with no one watching it. Like, you need to just pump out episodes, and basically, like, even if you're just talking to a wall, like, just do it. And because I remember Dave Portnoy called this one girl he said she had no ambition because she was going to do a podcast with Barstool, and then he asked her for episodes, but she couldn't come up with any episodes to give him. So he was like, well, I'm not going to give you a podcast if you can't come up with already made episodes. She thought she could just get the podcast and then start episodes from that. But it's like, no, you have to start at nothing and work your way up. Like, I'm sure the Joe Rogan podcast had 5 subscribers when it first came out. You know what I mean? Like, it's so
look,
it's a journey.
The New Heights podcast, Kelsey Brothers, right?
Yeah. And so even for me, like, when we spoke last year, it would have been like June or July 2023. I had that one TikTok go like mega viral or whatever, and I got so much like clout from that, and I so badly wish at the time I did something with that. Like, I ran with that and I like kept posting and kept making contact, because I would probably be twice as big. But it is what it is. I had a job that I wasn't allowed to post on, and as soon as I left that job, I started posting again, and that I've been posting since March, and I've been grinding my ass off posting, editing videos, emailing clients, like getting sponsorships, like trying to get free things for myself. Like, I got a free welder. Like, I've literally made one of my dreams come true. I got myself my first welding machine ever. And I learned how to TIG weld, and that has been such a huge goal for me. And I fucking kicked ass. And yeah, I don't know. I'm just being my biggest supporter here, and I'm trying really hard. And
I'm proud of you. You're not your biggest supporter here. I'm your biggest supporter here. You're not your biggest. I'm your biggest supporter. I'm proud of you. Like, you know, like when we first talked and you got on, like, you know, you had all these big plans and you had all these goals and you talked about them. You spoke them into existence. Here we are, like, almost what, a year and a half later, and like, you're doing it, right? Like, you've done your goals. You smashed them out. Now it's time to set new ones. It's time to reach new heights, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, I have a nice truck. Like, I have a nice place. I got 2 kitties that love me. I got friends. I've made girlfriends here. Like, I have a really awesome new friend who's like she's like my long lost twin sister. She looks exactly like me, tall blonde girl like me, and she's awesome. And just having like relationships with females is really important, I think. And that's something that I think I lost touch of a little bit. Just working away for so long and like just being around mainly dudes for so long. So having female friendships is super important to me, and I'm really happy I'm able to do that again too. My aunt and uncle literally live 10 minutes up the river from me. It's awesome. So I'm really happy.
Here's the crazy part too. How old are you?
I'm 23 now.
23 now. That's right. Cause like, you were like barely 21, I think. You're just over, just past 21. Like, you've accomplished so much by 22. 23 years old, Red Seal J-Man welder. It's happening. We're there. You're like 3 weeks away.
God. It's We're so here. Close. December 20th.
So, what's your plan once you do that? Like, you said you're coming back to Alberta. You're coming to Edmonton.
Yeah.
Where are you going to work? What's your plans? You're going to get in the oil and gas? What are you going to do?
Well, no. So, like I said, there's a couple ways it could go. So, if I don't get the rig job right after school, because the rig job is going to be around here in Kamloops, so I'll be able to take the rig home and stay here and kind of live my life still in Kamloops. So, I'm really hoping for that, because I want to do that, bank some more money, stay at home for a bit. I'm really trying to buy, like, my immediate goal is to bank enough money to pay off my bills and buy a trailer. That's my immediate goal. I'm trying to do that because then I want to go to Edmonton, and I already have a job connection in Edmonton right now if the rig job falls through. So if the rig job falls through, I'm just going to go straight to Edmonton. I'm going to rent a room off a buddy I know there, family friend, and then just work in Edmonton. Like I said, bank money, and then I'm going to go do my level 1 for ironworking at NAIT.
Nate.
So that's the next.
If you're going to be in Edmonton, you can't say NAIT, right? You got to use the lingo of the people, right? It's Nate.
Is it Nate? People say that? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I live close to Nate, too. I live right around there.
Oh, do you think we could finally have, like, an in-person, like, possible, like, what do you call it? Like, what do they call it on the internet? Like, in-person collab. I don't know. Like, what do you call it?
We could do an in-person podcast.
Oh, would you be down for that? I'm down for that.
I've done two of those, and I love them. I think
they're better, and then we wouldn't have to deal with any of this, like, glitchy.
Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't have to deal with the glitchy audio bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty pumped for you. Like, that's exciting, you know. Good for you. You know, you're young. You've got so much potential ahead of you still, and you've accomplished so much already. Like, that's just like you, like, fuck your parents, right? Like, fuck those people. They should be proud of you. They should be like, fuck yeah, daughter. Like, we love you.
They are proud of me now. It's taken a long time to get anything good out of them. I've gotten more good out of my father recently than my mother. I went no contact with my mom last year, right around the podcast time. And then I haven't had a relationship with my father at all since birth. And it hasn't been until quite recently, since I went no contact with my mom, that my father has decided to speak to me. So it's kind of like, bittersweet there, kind of like you lose one but you get the other.
How's your dad? Is he a cool guy?
He's a cool guy. He's a retired longshoreman, heavy duty mechanic by trade. He was a hockey player. As far as I know, truthfully, he was just a man that got baby trapped. I think he was a man with intentions of having no kids, and a woman came into his life and got pregnant with a kid of his.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm an adult now, and I am working with men in these situations. I'm working with women in these situations. I'm working with, I date guys with kids. Like, it's, I get it. I am now old enough to see that as a woman, oh God, this is such a hot take. As a woman, you have a choice. So when a man tells you, no, I don't want this fucking kid, abort it. The best idea in that situation, in my specific situation. But my mother chose to have me anyway, thank God. But then just because my mother chose to have me doesn't mean my dad is automatically going to be like, oh, yay, woohoo, I'm going to be a dad. No, he's like, well, fuck, I didn't want this fucking kid. Like, what the fuck? So that's it. You know, so it's taken me a long time to realize he's not a piece of shit. He's just a shitty dude that didn't want a kid.
Oh, okay. That's a fair take. That's a fair take. And I've done a lot of thinking, you know, like recently, like, you know, how do I word this? There's a reason why the suicide rate among men is really high, right? There is a reason for it, right? 100%. It's because if a woman doesn't want a kid, if a woman doesn't want a kid, it's like, yeah, you go get rid of that thing, girlfriend, you know, like, you're doing its best. But if a guy doesn't want a kid, but like it's already been made, you know, like, and he doesn't want to be a part of that kid's life, it's like, oh, that guy's a deadbeat and he's an asshole, right? And now he might not even be an asshole. But like, there's another part to that too. It's like, if a man wants a divorce from a woman, right? Oh, that guy's an asshole. Oh man, you know, piece of shit. But if a woman wants to divorce a man, oh, he must have done something bad to you. Oh, you go get that divorce, sweetheart. You know, like, the men can't win no matter what we do. You know, we can't. And there's a reason why the suicide rate among men is high, and it's society is set against us, right?
Yeah.
No matter what we do, we're going to be an asshole to someone. We're always going to be an asshole in someone's eyes. And that's... that's tough.
If it makes you feel better, men love to blame women for everything, so. But, yeah, no, I totally, and what was it, last month? Or, I'm sorry, the month before, maybe? Was it men's mental health week or something?
June.
No, it was recently. I thought there was one recently for men in trades, or I swear there was one recently for
probably recently, yeah. Health.
If you go to some welding girl's TikTok page, I know she has a TikTok posted about it. I know it was more recent than June. And I reposted it. I am a huge advocate for mental health of both genders. I think men have it just as hard as women. I've never understood anyone that tries to make it seem like it's not. Like, I think it's all about how you handle it. And I think women and men both have the same capabilities to be able to handle your mental health. Or sorry, I don't mean that. Like, how do you word this without getting like canceled? Like,
you just gotta throw it out there and hope it lands the way it lands.
Yeah,
in the best
like,
spot, I guess.
Like, mental health is, it's so huge. Like, there's so many, it's such a huge spectrum. And so there's men on it. There's men on the end of the mental health spectrum that, you know, the suicide rate and all that. And then obviously there's men that are not in that mental state, but it's all about how you like project yourself, I think, in that way, unless you're obviously like disabled, that's different. So yeah, like I try to always be an advocate for anyone going through anything, because I go through shit. I've been through shit. I think I have CPTSD, which is complex post-trauma stress disorder, whatever. So I get a lot of flashbacks. Like I go through like disassociation phases. Even just sometimes like you talking, like I just kind of like zone out and then I'm like, oh, I'm here.
I do that too sometimes while I'm on the puck, and like you could tell, and I've done a really good job of not doing it when I'm on the podcast, when I'm talking to people, you know, back in the day, back when it first started, you know, like I disassociate a lot. Right. Yeah. And you know, I was worried about that going forward with the podcast, but like I've done a really good job at like, as soon as I start feeling it happen, I snap myself out of it. Right. It's like, hey, now's not the time.
Exactly. Because when you disassociate, I don't know if it's just me, but when you disassociate, like I can't hear what you're saying anymore. Like I'm completely focusing on something else. And then I feel like I'm being disrespectful like to you. Cause it's like, shit, like get it together. Like you need to listen. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I go through that a lot. I also have ADHD. Like can I tell you a crazy story? So I tried to get medicated for ADHD again for the first time in 4 or 5 years. So last time I was on ADHD medication was when I was doing my first round of school for welding, which was, yeah, like 4 or 5 years ago. And I remember getting brought all the way up to 100 milligrams. And I was on Ritalin, also known, I think it was FoQuest. So I was on 100 milligrams of FoQuest, which is a stimulant. And I ended up, like I said, this year was a huge year about discovering my mental health and all that. I looked up really what was in those pills and what it was all about and all the side effects. Those pills are used to treat narcolepsy. Literally, it's for a sleeping condition, and I was pumped up on 100 milligrams of pills to treat narcolepsy, and I was like, it was literally meth, like there's meth in it, like look it up, there's meth in it. I was on 100 milligrams of speed, meth, shit, blech. I can't believe it, and I'm mad because I was diagnosed with ADHD from a really young age, and so my mom was pumping those pills down my throat from a very young age, okay, and it would make me sick, and they would give me side effects, and I remember it was always a fight, like, through going up for my teenage years. I never wanted to take the pills because I hated how they made me feel, and then I would take them, and then I would not take them, and then I remember taking them when I was doing my first round of school, and that was the last time I took them because I remember hating how they made me feel towards the end. But then I kind of found out years later, and you're not actually supposed to take ADHD pills for a continuous amount of time. You're really only supposed to, they're not for day to day. ADHD pills are not for day to day. They're for school. They're for focusing and like actually. So especially not 100 milligrams, at least, was not for day to day. So by the end of it, I was a monster. I was a zombie. And so I talked to my doctor that I have currently, and I said, I want the only ADHD medication that's not a stimulant. So they gave me the only non-stimulant ADHD med, which is called Strattera or Atomoxine, whatever. I started taking, this would have been probably 2 weeks ago now. I started taking it, and within five days, I was calling my doctor, crying my eyes out, being like, I hate this. I don't want to take these. And my doctor is like, okay, you don't have to take them anymore. Stop taking them. Like, nobody made you take them. It's like, okay, we're done. We're not, the ADHD, it's done. I clearly don't have as bad as ADHD as I thought I did. And I'll tell you what, I've been doing fucking great in school, dude. I've been passing all my exams above 75%. Killed it on my first two exams. Got like 92% and like 86. We had that really one hard exam that like a third of the class fails, and like I passed that first try, and I've been killing it on my welds. Okay, so I'm doing fine. So why was I trying to fix something that wasn't broken? Why was I trying to medicate myself when I didn't need to be medicated? And yeah, it was horrible, and I'll probably never ever do ADHD meds ever again because I don't think I need them personally. And yeah, I'm a yapper. Like, I love to talk. I'm hyper, but I don't really think that's a bad thing.
Hey, I'm a yapper too. And yeah, you know, I could talk to the cows come home, right? And like, yeah, I don't need ADHD meds. Maybe I do, I don't know. But like, I don't think I do.
No, I mean, like, I can still focus and get my shit done. And so yeah, now I'm just back to my regular anxiety meds because, like I said, I do have really bad like PTSD, CPTSD, and I get a lot of really bad flashbacks and like disassociation and like, I don't want to say voices, but like everyone has that inner voice.
In the voice. No, not everyone has that. Not everyone has that. Did you
I know
that?
Not everyone has that, but do you have it? Do you have the inner monologue?
I have it. I have the monologue. Yeah.
Okay. I have it too. And so sometimes my inner monologue, like, I'll give you a really weird example, and I know you're going to think this is fucking weird, but I'm just going to give you the most like fucked up example I can give you.
Yeah.
Walking down the street, see a little kid. I wave at a little kid, smile at the little kid, you know, it's a little kid. My brain all of a sudden goes, you're fucking weird. You just waved at that little kid, you fucking pedo. Like, it's fucking weird. I'm not kidding. Yeah. I know, it's not funny. It's not funny, I swear.
No,
it's-
no, listen, you want to know what my inner monologue does? I replay shit back in my head that happened when I was like 14, 15. Like, me situations, too. Right? Like, I went to school with this guy and his sister, and they were my neighbors. They lived behind me. And one night, I remember very vividly, because I think about it all the time as an adult. And like, we were sitting in the dark in their kitchen listening to tunes, right? We're listening to, switching back and forth between Eminem, Blink-182, Sum 41. It was the heyday of music for us, right? And like, his parents weren't home. My parents weren't home. We were all just hanging out. And I remember, because if I didn't know the lyrics to a song, I'd sit there like this with my head hand on my head like this, and I'd just stare at him. And then when I did know the lyrics, I would just be bopping around singing. And like, I remember a look he gave me when I was like, he's like, right, I remember that. And then like, him and his sister, we were like 14, man, right? This was like 17, 18, 19 years ago, almost like pushing 20 years, right? Yeah. And like, that moment still like pops up in my head is like, you're a fucking weirdo, bro. Like, you know what? Like, he might not even remember that. His sister might not even remember that, but I remember it like it was yesterday.
Do you think that's unresolved trauma though? Do you think that's something? Cause I feel like if I was a therapist right now, I would be like, oh, like, how did it make you feel in that moment? Were you like upset? Like, is that unresolved trauma?
It could have been unresolved trauma, right? From my parents and shit like that. Like, I definitely probably have a lot of unresolved trauma. I don't have contact with my dad. I don't talk to him. You know, a lot of my family, we don't talk. There's a lot of shit there, right? Like, there's a lot of childhood trauma, you know, like there's a lot of shit that over the last 4 years during the pandemic, especially at the beginning of COVID, right? Like, I found myself in a deep, dark hole by myself, alone, scared, staring at the man in the mirror in the hole and not liking what I saw. And like, you know, that's why my TikTok started. That's why we're here today on a podcast, right? Like, you know, the TikTok, I needed to laugh and I didn't see anything that made me laugh or smile. So I created what I wanted to see, right? And here we are today. And you know what, like mentally over the last, since the beginning of summer and into now, mentally, I'm more mentally clear than I've ever been. I have so much mental clarity. And like, in a way, it's kind of scary. Because there are things that I have to do in my life that I don't know if I'm ready to do, right? That I don't know if I should do, that I know that I have to do, right? But like, mentally, I'm clear about it. And I'm like, there are things in my life that I need to change. And it all comes from that mental clarity, right? And like, you know, where I go with that, when I do with that, I think that'll determine or define my legacy as a man.
Cool.
And that is scary shit. Yeah, man. I'm pumped to see, you know, I'm at a fork in the road right now. Right. And I know which way I have to go. And I know which way as a person, as a man, as just a human being that like happiness is everything. Right. And the fork in the road is, hey, happiness will set you free. But like this way here, remember what I said when it comes to being a man? And
I feel like
you might not even know what I'm saying.
But no, like, you're right. I might not, but I may have an idea.
But yeah, it's just shit. You know, it's shit. It's very complex shit.
I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I don't want to keep you too much longer. I was going to ask you, are you on Instagram?
I am. I'm not very big on Instagram. I don't post. Well, I'm getting more into using Instagram. Instagram was always more of a personal thing for me. So it's more just like photos of me and like my life and stuff. But I've started posting some. I post a lot on my Instagram story of all welding stuff, like my highlight reels and stuff. But for posts, I keep it like more of a personal. However, I'm recognizing that a lot of brands do a lot of advertising through Instagram. And shout out Trollco. I see you're wearing their clothing. We follow each other on Instagram. I would love to wear, I have a t-shirt, but honestly, I'm so broke that I can't afford clothes. So like, I would love to model for Trollco. That is one of my goals and I'm manifesting that. I would love to model for you guys. I'm 6 foot tall and blonde and I can do it. So
how many followers do you have on Instagram now?
I just hit 1900 like yesterday.
1900. Shit. So what you need to do, stick with that account, whatever. What you need to do is maybe start like just a separate account for the blonde welder, right? Just start fresh that way. Post, repurpose all your TikToks over there. You think blue collar TikTok is huge and blows up? Blue collar Instagram is where you want to be, right? I had a meeting with a company that we're going to be working together a lot coming up here. And they're like, anyone that's been on blue collar social media for like the last 4 years or so, right? We're at the tip of the iceberg, right? We're at the tip of the spear, right? Like, and she said, it's taken this long, but like all these companies are finally getting on board with it. And they're seeing like, look at what's happening with all these blue collar workers on here. She's like, you're going to get so many more companies and brands reach out to you as well as other people that are in that space. Be on Instagram. Instagram's where you want to be. They say, all of them say that. Instagram is where you want to be. TikTok in the U.S., looking at a ban, maybe, possibly, right? Instagram has been around a lot longer than TikTok, right?
I think you may have just honestly convinced me to do that. But the thing is, okay, here, help me out. Give me an idea. So my Instagram handle is already the blonde welder. So
leave
what should I change
it to? Leave it at that then. Just leave it at that and keep posting.
No. I like your idea. I want to make a new account. I think I'm going to go with that idea, but what should I do?
The blonde welder.
And then what should I name my, what should I change it to, the other one to then?
Your name, your regular name. This is fucking. But like, hey, but if you want a blue check mark, if a blue check mark is in your future, right? Like, you gotta have it match your ID, right? Because you can't get a blue check mark without your ID matching.
So if my name was the blonde welder on Instagram, I can't get the blue check mark.
Yeah, like I can't get a blue check mark because like my ID doesn't match my social handles.
What right? if you put your name in like where the name part is though?
That might work. But I'm not doing that because people see that and I don't want people to find me other places. So in private places. So, but yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So then I'm never going to get the blue check mark. Cause you know,
and you gotta be cool with that. And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
And maybe that'll change in the future. You never know.
I'm going hard on Snapchat right now.
Oh my God. Can you tell me how to do that? Please help
spotlight.
Me.
Spotlight. You just upload a video just to spotlight. Don't put it just spotlight. And like, don't have the Instagram or the TikTok watermark on anything, right? They won't push it if it's got a watermark. So like,
how do you get money from that? Like, how do you,
I don't know. I haven't made money off it yet. I'm trying.
Because I know you can make big money off Snapchat.
You can make big money off Snapchat. Yeah.
So I don't know how to do that, but I'm gonna figure it out.
Are you on Facebook?
So I am on Facebook. So I have a Facebook page. Like, it's called The Blonde Welder. But all I do is really just post kind of like TikToks on there. It gets a lot of views. Like, I get notification that it's like The Blonde Welder page has gotten 33 new views or whatever, but it doesn't really get, it's got like one like, it's not gotten.
You keep growing that, keep going. And like, I'm monetized on Facebook. You gotta monetize Facebook, man. Pretty decent.
Okay. We're definitely going to have another discussion about this later about how you know what? And honestly, I would love it. I don't have anyone really that's doing this, so I don't really have anyone to talk to. So I would love if I could ask you some questions and get your advice on how to deal with stuff. Because you're kind of the only other blue collar influencer like in Canada that's really that I talk to that can help me. Because
there's a lot of them, and you know what? Like, I'm gonna make a keep that Instagram account, right? Keep that one you're using. You get 1,900 followers is enough. I've seen like smaller accounts in the group, but like, I'll talk to the guy who runs the troll thing and like see, because he's always looking. He's like always taking suggestions. He's like, hey man, like, who do you guys think or who do you see on the internet that's blue collar that you know might work out here? I'll talk to him tonight. Maybe I'll send him a message.
I want to model for them so bad. I think I'm pretty enough. I want to model for them so bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would literally wear all of their stuff all the time. I have one of their shirts. It's my favorite. It says on the back, working harder than an ugly stripper. It's one of my favorite shirts.
I got that sticker on my heart. Yeah. I love that.
So love that.
Yeah.
All right.
But before I let you go, I don't know if the answer's changed or not from last time. You know, Mount Rushmore, you know?
Okay, I'm ready for that.
Who looked up to, inspired to be, or that inspired you? You know, who are they?
So I remember last year I was definitely way more young and naive, so I didn't have good answers. But this year, I'm still going to give it number one. Was still the same as last year. My fucking girl, Selena Gomez. She is still fucking killing it, and she just became the first youngest self-made billionaire or whatever with her Rare Beauty brand, and she continues to donate to mental health organizations, and she's an advocate for women and women's health and just everyone's health, and she's an amazing woman, and whoever hates her, fuck you. So that will always be, she'll always be my girl.
So basically, fuck Justin Bieber's mom then.
Yeah. My mama don't like you,
but she likes everyone.
But his mom will still be liking her photos on Instagram. So anyway, number two. I want to say my big sister, my sister Gabby. She really has been my blueprint to life. No pun intended. She is a heavy equipment operator. She's 9 years older than me. We were separated when she was 16 and I was 7, but regardless, she has still stayed my best friend through everything. And she went through the exact same thing I went through with my mom. So she knows how it is. She's blue collar. She's finally engaged to her amazing fiance, who's been a great stepbrother to me, or brother-in-law.
He's your stepbrother. That means she's with her brother, bro.
I didn't mean that. Fuck. Can you cut that? Can you cut that part? Brother-in-law.
You want me to cut that? That's funny.
Brother-in-law. Anyway, she has really been such an advocate for my mental health this year too. And just figuring out who I am and just supporting me and helping me be a stronger human and like more powerful in the trades, and I owe a lot to her. Number three, Hunter. Her name is Hunter. She's some welding girl on Instagram. I look up to her a lot because she is a journeyman pipe fitter and a combo pipe welder, and fuck, she's so cool, man. She's so cool. She's like tatted head to toe. She like does all these crazy cool photo shoots covered in blood. She's a wicked welder, like a talented, talented human. And she was on the show Top Welder on Netflix, I think it's on. And that's one of my goals. I really want to go on that show. Hunter also just started her first podcast. So she's doing that. I was on it. I was her first guest. And so, yeah, I really look up to her a lot, just her journey with influencing and welding. And she's a really good welder too. Like I see her welds and I'm like her TIG welds and I'm learning to weld TIG and I'm like, like I'm in a group chat with her and like, I'll send her my welds and I'm like, girl, help me. But yeah, so that's three, four.
Do you follow Liv Taylor?
Yes. I love Liv Taylor. Liv Taylor Dodge. She's awesome.
Yeah, Liv Taylor's in the troll group. I'm trying to get her on the podcast. I've been trying to get her on the podcast forever, right? She follows me, but she doesn't answer me back.
Ah, Liv Taylor, if you see
Liv,
this. Love you,
Liv,
girl.
Taylor. Liv, come on the podcast.
Podcast. Come on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I follow her. She doesn't follow me, but that's okay. I'm a fan of her. She's awesome. She's cool. Number four. Miss Welds. She's a welder on TikTok as well. She's a welder out of Texas, and she's done underwater welding. She's tried it. She's also been on the Top Welder show, same season as Hunter. She absolutely kills it. She's an amazing TIG welder. She posts a lot of good informational welding videos, and she's all over Instagram. She's huge on Instagram, huge on TikTok, and I really look up to her a lot too. Last one, Dave Portnoy.
I love that. I love Dave Portnoy.
I freaking love Dave Portnoy.
Right up there with Gary Vee for me.
Gary Vee? Yeah, you know, I know Gary Vee. I only really know about him kind of about through Dave, but he's funny too, yeah. Dave is, like whether people want to believe it or not, that man literally works from the ground up. He started his paper business, fucking like Barstool Sports paper, newspapers, selling papers at paper stands, making fuck all, cleaning bird shit out of paper racks. Like, he seriously started from nothing and has made himself and his brand Barstool Sports into something huge and unforgettable, an unforgettable legacy. And he's a fucking billionaire, and he's seriously everything I want to be. And well, maybe not everything, but I look up to him just so much from a business perspective and just a social media perspective, and just how he's so loyal and he doesn't back down on anything and he stands his ground no matter what, and he will tell you, hey, fuck you. And I admire him so much for everything that he does. And maybe also I'm kissing ass because I would love to work at Barstool Sports.
But
I do love Dave Portnoy.
Gotta manifest it.
Yeah, that's where the podcast comes into play, right? Like, Talk Tua.
Of course I know who the Hawk Tua girl is.
Talk Tua podcast gets like shamed, and I don't want to be like a Don Juan bimbo doing a Talk Tua podcast.
Well, there's a reason for that, right?
Well,
if you have a podcast, you've worked hard to be in this space. You've grinded. You've been on social media for years now, and you're grinding it out, and you're earning your spot here. She put video out and said one thing, and she skyrocketed. Right? There's no skill behind that. Spit on that thing, give it a hawk tool, right? There's no skill behind that, right? She's not funny. If a man said that, his 10 seconds of fame would have been over a long time ago.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I mean, the Talk to a podcast, I guess, was the right move, because at least now that will be with her. She's with the Jake Paul Network or whatever.
Yeah, and I might come across as like jealous or whatever of her, and maybe a little bit, right?
Of her too. I would love to say two words and have a podcast for me. Like, I started a second Instagram or a second TikTok account just to talk my shit. Like, I made a separate TikTok account so that I think it has like 300 followers. Like, nobody sees it. A couple videos have blown up. That's it. But that's where I post all of my like rants, and I'm like talking, and I'm like cooking, and I'm posting more girly content or whatever, because I want to build a person. I want people to know my personality. I want to build like a character, kind of, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, her whole thing was, Well, you know, I spoke off of two, I blew up off of two words, so I want the rest of the world to see that I have more to say or something. That's the whole stick with her podcast. But it's like, no, like, I want to maybe, like, I don't know, like, hit 500K followers on TikTok and then maybe, like, start a podcast. Like, I want to, like, people to know who the fuck I am. Like, oh, the blonde welder, she's so funny, and she's a super hot girl that welds. Like, that's...
You don't need 500,000 followers to start a podcast, though. Right? Like, I don't have 500,000 followers. I had like 30,000 or 35,000 or something, like where you are. Right. And then you just go from there. You know what I mean? And yeah. You know, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a journey. That's for sure. You know, it's a lot of work, a lot of work, but like, you know, this is the fun side of it. We've talked about this a couple times on the podcast. This is the fun, easy side of it. Right.
Yeah.
The hard work comes in the editing and then the pushing it out everywhere.
I agree. But I'll, like, also too, like, for me, I feel like for you, you have guests every week. Have you ever done a solo podcast?
Never done a solo one.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So there's the thing is, I mean, how do I say this? Like, your show is very guest oriented. So you have like guests every episode and people come to listen to you talk to guests. For me, I'm probably not going to do like a, it's not going to be a blue collar woman based podcast. It's going to be a blonde welder based podcast. It's going to be about me and my life. That's the thing is I need to have people that want to listen to me. Like you, at least you have all of the oil and gas community TikTok who want to listen to you interview other tradespeople. And same with the new podcast that Hunter just started, the Women in Trades, the 4% podcast. She interviews women every week and she'll have solo podcasts as well, but she has that. Like for me, I'm not like, there's already so many podcasts now of people interviewing trades girls and people. So it's like, why do the same thing as everybody else? I have to do my own thing. I need to make it about me. Obviously, like I'll have guests, but do you know what I mean? Like right now, if I feel like if I join a podcast right now, I have maybe max 25 viewers. Like, I don't think that I would.
We'll start somewhere.
So, but to me, that just makes me feel like fucking self-conscious. So I would rather just wait until I get a little bit more clouded on TikTok. Just a little bit.
Hell yeah.
A little bit. Even 100K on my main account would be great. And I'm getting there. I'm growing really quickly. Like I jumped from 34K from like 2 days ago to like I'm already almost at 36K.
Nice. I grew almost 2,700 because it was 15. I grew 2,700 on Facebook last month. And Facebook's a slow burn, right? And then I finally got to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube this month. So like I'm, you know, that was a grind. Yeah.
That's another thing I want to start doing is posting on YouTube too. I think that's a good way to like before doing podcasts is to just like maybe post like a get ready with me or like a day in the life of like getting ready and going to work as a trades girl or like whatever and just see how like even just like a 20-minute video would do on YouTube just to see how that would do. Because to have to really bring people in to want to listen to you talk for an hour, it's. And then, there you go. There's all the editing and stuff that goes into it.
Like, this is an hour and 41 minutes. We're probably going to cut out, like, 5 minutes or so, right? Yeah. So, like, we'll probably cut out, like, 5 minutes or so. And then, that'll leave people hanging what was said in that 5 minutes, right? And then, you know, we'll probably cut out, like, 5 minutes or so. And then the editing will probably take another hour or two. Pushing it out will probably take a few hours. I got to watch it back so I can find, you know, teaser clips to put out on TikTok and Instagram. That'll take another couple hours. So now we're looking at probably like an 8 hour thing, right?
Yeah. No, I totally get it. Like even I get it because I have my website. I built a website from nothing and I turned it into a whole ass website. I got a membership option on there. You can sign up $3.99 a month. It's not like OnlyFans. It's just like
what is your website?
Theblondewelder.com.
Theblondewelder.com.
Yeah.
Why didn't you bring this up before? You should have brought this up before.
I forgot. Yeah. So I have a website, blondewelder.com. I have stickers for sale on there. If you want to send me your address after, I'll send you some stickers.
I'll send you some stickers. You send me your address. I'll send you some stickers.
Sweet. We'll do a little sticker.
I just signed a thing with Sticker Mule. So like,
I'll,
yeah.
Okay. Sweet. I'll send you stickers too. So I got three stickers three different stickers for sale on there. I got my membership option there, like the Blonde Well exclusive, $3.99 a month. Like
That's
I said,
smart.
it's not only fans, it's just literally like behind the scenes content of me like welding, just uncut videos mostly of just stuff that you wouldn't get from TikTok or anything else. And yeah, there's like a little blog on the front. And then there's like a little leave a tip option. I've gotten a few tips from, yeah. What else? There's I did a Business Insider article. You know Business Insider?
Yeah.
They fucking wrote an article about me.
That's crazy. Good for you.
Like it's all over like MSN or whatever. Like
there's your blue check mark way in on Facebook. I'm pretty sure you need to have a couple articles written about you, right? So pretty sure it's Facebook or TikTok. There's your blue check in, right? Like you're there.
Oh my god, if I could get a blue check mark on TikTok, that'd be cool.
Oh, that would be pretty sweet.
Isn't that hard on TikTok to get that?
Yeah, I don't want to pay for shit like that though.
You have to pay for it?
I don't think on TikTok you have to pay for it.
I think
you have to have a couple articles and written about you and you have to make like I don't know. There's a whole slew
of things. Yeah, I'm not interested in paying for anything. I don't do that. That's
stupid. Yeah.
I'd rather have zero followers than pay for anything.
Yeah.
So yeah. Website. My Benable list. So it's like if you go to benable.com/theblondewelder, it's just like a list of I have all my work clothes, all my tools I use. Oh, what happened?
Like when the truck shut off on its own.
Oh shit, okay. We'll wrap up soon, sorry. Benable list. I have a list of like all my work tools, welding tools, school, what I wear at school, what I wear at work, everything I use in life and shit on there, links so that you can go buy it and stuff. I got my second TikTok account, The Blonde Welder Diaries. So that's where I post all my like more personal stuff on there. That's pretty much it.
Whatever. That's awesome. That's awesome. Man, I'm pumped for you. By the time this episode comes out, you're going to be Red Seal, right? That's insane. And I'm pumped for you. I can't wait to hear from you on like the fourth or the third of the evening and be like, hey, you know, like guess yo, your girl is fucking Red Seal, bro. Right.
And I'll send you a picture of that stamp.
Oh, hell yeah. I can't wait to see it. I'm pumped. I'm really stoked. Good for you. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
And the kitty. I can't remember the kitty's name though.
Bolt.
Bolt. That's right. Thanks for coming on, Bolt.
Yeah, see baby.
Oh my god. You know, I want a cat now so badly. Like, just
dude, they're awesome.
But I don't. I want one, but I don't.
Well, they are a lot. You gotta take care of it.
Cat feeds themselves though. And they don't shit everywhere. They really don't like shitting everywhere. Right?
No, he shits in a box over there.
Yeah, that's wild.
And he covers it like a good boy.
How old is he?
I don't know, like 9 or 10 weeks now, maybe.
Look at that. Hey, if my kids could potty train themselves after 9 to 10 weeks, we would be having more. Right? Like.
Oh, yeah, there you go, kids. Are we good?
One day. No. Thanks for coming on. And thanks for, you know, like giving us that update. That was awesome. And then, you know, I can't wait for another update. So.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for having me on. I was really excited to do this. I think this will be, I think people will watch this one. This is an hour of 46 minutes of me yapping. It's just awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The podcast I did not too long ago did really well. So I was like, you know what? I would love to have a good yap session with my bestie, Dick Frost. I'm like, let's do it. So yeah. So thanks so much for having me on. And I look forward to talking, catching up with you soon.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? Thanks for coming on and stay frosty.
Yeah, stay frosty.
You can't hear the music?